In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thus ends the reading of the gospel. Why should Mary believe the angel? What would make her say in response, according to today's gospel, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word"? One answer is given in today's second reading from Romans. "To God who can strengthen you, be glory forever." Yet, what a scary moment that must have been for Mary, especially as a young, unmarried Jewish girl. The answer is that she believes in God, who is, after all, God. She is both trusting and humble, but also curious. Her agreement to motherhood is freely given, yet she retains an ability to question, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" We know that Mary accepted the angel's message and trusted the Spirit of God. How many times have we had such courage? God is still speaking, after all. Are we listening? Do we have the courage to respond with our whole hearts? That is what is asked of us on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Do we have the courage to respond to the Word of God, to receive that Word of God as the gift that it is, believing, truly believing, that nothing is impossible with God. During a multiple session interfaith dialogue in a Wisconsin state prison, I've heard men acknowledge their conviction that God's word has spoken to them. They don't say this to impress those of us who come in from outside the walls. They say this because they have known God's love and mercy, regardless of what faith tradition they currently have. Over time, probably many years, they have learned to shut out negative voices and to trust their own inner authority, to trust God's voice speaking to them. They might be surprised that they found their way into this preaching that features Mary, of all people. But I believe that both they and Mary had the courage to receive the word of God. Soon we'll observe and celebrate the coming of Christ into our world. What has your waiting for Christmas been like this year? Has it been trusting? Have you waited like the men I was with in prison this week? Ours is a culture that doesn't like to wait. We tend to move quickly and want instant answers. But even the birth of Jesus into the world took time. Both Elizabeth and Mary had the courage to believe during their waiting that nothing is impossible with God. And so we too are invited to believe the impossible.